Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is David Thoreau, and I'm the president of the Independent Institute. I'm delighted to welcome you to our event this evening. We held a series of what we call independent policy forums on a regular basis here in Washington and also in Oakland, California. Our program, as most of you know, is especially timely. The U.S. Supreme Court is considering the landmark case on the meaning of the Second Amendment, entitled District of Columbia versus Heller. And consequently, our event is entitled, Is the Second Amendment an Individual Right? We're very pleased to have two distinguished scholars speaking this evening. Stephen Halbrook, who is the author of a new book that we sponsored called The Founder's Second Amendment, which I hope everyone will buy many copies. And we're also quite delighted to have the legal scholar Joyce Malcolm with us this evening, and we'll be able to benefit from their perspective on these and related issues. For those of you who are new to the Institute, hopefully you've got a packet about our program. You'll find information about upcoming events, our publications, and other aspects of our program, including our work in the media. The Institute is a scholarly public policy research foundation. We sponsor in-depth studies by various scholars and publish many books. We also publish a quarterly journal called the Independent Review. This is the current issue, and there are complimentary copies downstairs for any of you interested in getting a copy. We also invite you to go to our website, which is independent.org. You'll find many studies and publications, transcripts, and many other bits of information about the topic of tonight and many other issues that we're involved in on a regular basis. We also have a weekly email newsletter called The Lighthouse, which is free, and any of you who are not receiving it would be welcome to receive it. Just make sure that we have your email address. We'd be happy to make sure you get that each Monday. Lastly, before I begin, I want to mention that each summer we conduct a series of seminars for students, high school and college students, and this summer is no exception. We hold those in Oakland at our conference center. If you have students in your family or have friends or are students, we would encourage you to consider that. There should be information in your packet, and if you have any questions, please also let me know. Last year, a federal appeals court overturned the District of Columbia's ban on handguns, and as I mentioned, the Supreme Court will soon decide the case after nearly 70 years of silence on this issue. Many observers believe that the court will finally settle the legal question of whether the constitutional right of the people to keep and bear arms is an individual right or a so-called collective right of state governments to maintain militias. What indeed did the founders intend in their writings, their speeches, and their thinking and their debates about the Second Amendment? And to address this, as I mentioned, we're very pleased to have our speakers tonight. The order that I thought we would proceed is to have Professor Malcolm first speak and then have Dr. Halbrook follow, and then we would have a period of Q&A. So I'm delighted to introduce our first speaker. Dr. Joyce Lee Malcolm is professor of legal history at George Mason University School of Law. She's an historian and constitutional scholar active in the field of constitutional history and many other fields. Her work is focused on the development of individual rights in Great Britain and America. She received her PhD in history from Brandeis University. She's a fellow of the Royal Historical Society. She has previously taught at Princeton, at Bentley College, Boston University, Northeastern University, and Cambridge University. She's also served as director of research at the National Endowment for the Humanities. She's been a senior advisor at the MIT Security Studies Program. She's been a visiting scholar at the Massachusetts Center for Renaissance Studies and a bifellow at Robertson College at Cambridge. I'd like to heartily recommend her books. One of her most famous books is a book called To Keep and Bear Arms, The Origins of an Anglo-American Right. She's also the author of Guns and Violence, The English Experience, Caesar's Due, Loyalty in King Charles, Stepchild of the Revolution, A Slave Child in Revolutionary America, which is coming out, I guess, this year, right? And a two-volume set called The Struggle for Sovereignty, 17th Century English Political Tracts, which she was the editor of. Her scholarly work has appeared in many journals, both popular and academic, and it's a great pleasure to have Joyce with us.